The first thing you need to know about a meat shoot is they don't shoot animals.
That's right. That's not a crazy question. You know, we get that a lot. Do you shoot the meat? No, you don't. You shoot the target.
Dee Dee Lakis sits behind a cash box at a long table outside the Elks Lodge. She's signing up shooters at $3 per round.
What are you buying?
I'm buying the last two.
Most of the money will go to the Elks' charitable work, but the winners will walk away with meat.
You can win bacon, which is a really popular one, a Miller ham. They have things like pork loins, T-bone, sirloin roast, porterhouse, New York strips.
All right, we're starting round one.
The shooting begins at noon and will go until dusk. And it's loud. Participants use 12-gauge shotguns. They're aiming at a 5x5 white card about 60 feet away. Mark Knight says last year he won so many times, others asked to use his gun. But his luck has changed.
I've won a few times this year. Just last few weeks I've been shut out, so I'm due today.
He leans against his truck. His gun rests on the open tailgate. Knight has been coming here for about 5 years. He says mostly to hang out with friends and enjoy some shooting without leaving the city.
How did you get into coming to meat shoots?
Oh, Lord. Actually, I started doing this a long time ago with my grandpa. Yeah, we'd hit the meat shoots down around Cape Girardeau area. Down there, you have to travel a little farther, of course.
Meat shoots are fairly common in Missouri and southern Illinois, with many places holding the events to raise money for charity. But it turns out the shoots are not unique to this region.
Most of the ones up here in Ohio are called turkey shoots.
Linda Tubbs and her husband, Denny, run turkeyshoot.net out of their home in Marion, Ohio. After traveling to shoots in several states, the couple decided to start their website for fun and list as many of the events as they could find.
I think there are probably more shoots down in the southern states, and there's a lot on the East Coast. There's a lot of different names for them, but they're called still shoots, card shoots, board shoots.
No matter the name, Tubbs says most places use shotguns, paper targets, and winners take home some cut of meat.
Round 7, shooter 4 is the winner, round 8, shooter 8.
Back at the Elks Lodge, someone has to decide who the winner of each round is. Don Motkus, a lodge member, has had the job for 6 years.
They don't even question me most of the time, you know, because I've been doing it for so long and they know that I'm fair. How much does it take to bribe you? That don't work. You ain't got enough money.
When the call is close, Motkus uses a jeweler's lope to determine whose shot takes up most of the center black dot. After looking through the special magnifying glass, he determines Mark Knight just falls short.
We had 3 on 8. You?
I did.
You're going to be mad.
Knight shakes his head in disbelief.
Yeah, I knocked out about 7/8 of the dot and still I lost. It don't get no closer than that, does it?
But he says there's always next week at this meet, shoot, or some other around the area. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.